how the $700 billion hyperscaler CapEx surge dictates your tech budget. When Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta funnel over $500 billion into raw infrastructure, the shockwaves are felt far beyond Silicon Valley. This unprecedented hyperscaler CapEx surge isn't just an abstract market trend, it is actively reshaping enterprise pricing power, hardware availability, and cloud software licensing agreements. For IT leaders trying to protect their bottom line, understanding how this massive infrastructure spend trickles down is no longer optional. It is the exact force that now dictates your tech budget. With combined 2026 capital expenditures, CapEx for Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta projected to hover around $700 to $725 billion, a massive leap from the record-breaking outlays of 2025, tech spending has officially evolved into national infrastructure spending. For CIOs and CTOs trying to architect a resilient roadmap, this macroeconomic shift dictates enterprise IT strategy far more than the latest frontier model release. The bottleneck shift from silicon to steel and juices. When analysts report these staggering CapEx figures, the natural assumption is that the money is going straight to NVIDIA or proprietary ASICs. While silicon remains a massive line item, the true gating factors of the AI race have shifted down the physical layer. The primary constraints are no longer capital or chip allocation. The constraints are physical electrical infrastructure, high voltage transformers, switchgear, and utility scale battery storage. The $2 billion paperweight across major data center hubs, a $2 billion computing campus can sit entirely idle for 18 to 24 months, waiting on a single delayed $40 million transformer order. This physical friction has triggered two massive structural trends: the grid backlog, interconnection queues for the public grid in PJM, Mid-Atlantic, and ERCOT, Texas, markets now stretch out to 5 to 7 years. Energy islands. To circumvent the public grid, hyperscalers are acting as sovereign energy developers. Microsoft's landmark 20-year power purchase agreement to resurrect the Three Mile Island nuclear site is not an anomaly. It is the new baseline. Hyperscalers are increasingly building on-site behind-the-meter generation to isolate their AI workloads from public volatility. The enterprise squeeze. Three hidden risks to your budget. If you are a technology leader, this macroeconomic spending isn't abstract. It is actively reshaping the unit economics of your enterprise stack in three ways. 1. The imminent core cloud margin squeeze. Hyperscalers cannot depress their free cash flow to fund multi-billion dollar power infrastructure indefinitely. They will seek to recover margins. While competitive pressures might keep base AI token pricing artificially low, expect hyperscalers to quietly recoup costs on secondary, high-margin enterprise services. Look out for creeping costs and network egress fees, storage tiers, enterprise security add-ons, and data pipeline tooling. 2. Geographic capacity rationing. Because roughly 40% to 50% of planned data center expansions face construction or power delays, compute availability is becoming highly regionalized. If your 2027 roadmap assumes you can seamlessly spin up thousands of specialized clusters on demand in your standard cloud region, you are carrying unhedged operational risk. Physical capacity limits will force providers to prioritize their largest spenders, potentially leaving mid-market enterprises facing availability throttles. 3. Hyperconsolidation and pricing power. The table below illustrates the extreme concentration of infrastructure wealth. When only 4 or 5 balance sheets on Earth can afford the table stakes to build frontier AI infrastructure, enterprise buyers lose long-term negotiating leverage. Hyperscaler Microsoft established 2026 CapEx, around $190 billion, primary infrastructure focus in nuclear PPAs, global data center footprint. Hyperscaler Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta established 2026 CapEx around $510 billion combined. When multi-tenant cloud platforms face zero true structural alternatives, enterprise software users lose standard negotiating leverage. The capital surge doesn't sit harmlessly on corporate earnings statements. It maps directly to higher renewals, stricter committed use discounts, CUDs, and embedded artificial AI premiums built silently into core subscriptions. The strategic playbook, getting 10 out of 10 efficiency. Enterprise IT leaders cannot alter global power grid queues or stop the capital investments of multi-billion-dollar tech groups. However, organizations can significantly shield their corporate operating expenditures by moving out of passive adoption tracks and taking explicit ownership over their computing distribution layout. Use this four-step strategy to assert design control over vendor relationships and optimize compute structures from the ground up. 1. Audit the AI tax on existing services. Immediate action. Before provisioning new AI workloads, audit your current cloud footprint for stealth inflation. Identify where vendors have bundled unrequested AI features into standard SaaS or PaaS licenses, and renegotiate those SKUs down if they aren't driving measurable ROI. 2. Enforce a small model first architecture design phase. Follow the optimization path carved out by the giants themselves, such as Alphabet slashing Gemini serving costs by 78% via model tuning. Mandate that engineering teams default to highly optimized, open weights models, like Llama 3.1 or Mistral, running on right-size infrastructure, reserving Frontier API exclusively for complex orchestrations. 3. De-risk regional lock-in, contracting phase. When signing multi-year enterprise agreements, explicitly negotiate cross-region capacity guarantees and flexible compute unit allocations. Avoid locking your entire data strategy into a single geographic availability zone that is highly vulnerable to local power grid constraints. 4. Secure a vendor-neutral infrastructure review. Optimization phase. Engage third-party, unaligned architecture experts to evaluate your multi-cloud spend. When the providers themselves are competing for scarce physical resources, your internal roadmap must be guided by objective data, not by a hyperscaler's partner incentive program. The bottom line. The true winners of the AI capital race will not be the organizations that spend the most money trying to keep pace with the hyperscalers. They will be the pragmatic technology leaders who treat compute as a finite physical utility, ruthlessly optimizing every workload, securing regional flexibility, and ensuring that every single watt of energy consumed directly impacts the bottom line. Position your stack for what's coming. Cloud Latitude provides comprehensive vendor-neutral infrastructure reviews that uncover an average of 30% in hidden cloud inefficiencies. Let us help you decouple your technology roadmap from hyperscaler hype. Talk to an expert at 888-971-0311.